All these are going to be stats, please. Stats. First patient, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, outlaw, O-U-T-L-A-W, date of birth is 12/5/1956, date of visit is 1/7/2026. Our patient, let's see, patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. Patient is in her 16th benefit period from 12/10/25 to 1/29/26. Our patient is a lost my place, forgive me. So 12/5/1956 is the date of birth. She's a 69.
Yeah.
69-year-old woman currently on hospice with 70. She's 70 now. 70-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of CVA. Ms. Atlaw also suffers from hypertension, type 2 diabetes, osteoarthritis, hyperlipidemia, TIAs, recurrent. She's not totally and completely bedbound. She suffered a brainstem stroke, which has caused her problems. Patient is eating less. Her MAC has been vacillating up and down, but definitely losing weight. Protein, calorie, malnutrition noted. Patient also has weight loss in her lower extremity, upper extremity. Her weakness has caused her her weakness and severe disability has caused her PPS to drop down to 30% at this time. Patient's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, 2+ edema most likely because of protein calorie malnutrition, has dysphagia, aspiration type syndrome, responsive or patient responsive, no, patient oriented to person and place, but sometimes only to place with changing mentation, sleeping 12 to 14 hours a day, period. Her vitals today were as follow: O2 side 93%, room air, respirations 20, pulse 88, blood pressure 120 over 60, period. Patient continued to decline both functionally and physically, period. Patient requires turning every 2 hours to keep from developing the cubitus ulcer, period. The edema lower extremity is unavoidable. She's very frail. She requires pain medication around the clock. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains appropriate for hospice care at home. Thank you.